So let's talk about body image and what it is. Body image encompasses our perceptions and attitudes towards our own bodies. Typically, the way we view our body is shaped by a combination of both positive and negative experiences that we may have accumulated throughout our lives. Our body image can be reinforced by our things like self-talk, external comments and discussions about body image, and our personal experience. It's important to recognise that it's normal to have fluctuations within the thoughts of our body image and with periods of self-acceptance and self-critique. These fluctuations can occur even in the absence of any noticeable changes in weight or body shape. Let's undertake an activity to explore how you think and feel about your body image. So the first question asks how you feel about your body. Describe any thoughts and feelings that you may have about your body image. And the second question asks, what situations make you more aware of your body image? As you can see from my examples, I answered that I feel unhappy with the way that I look, I constantly worry about my weight, and I find that I try to avoid looking at my body altogether, or I become obsessive about checking certain aspects of my appearance as I want to try and look as well as I can. And when asking about the situations, I notice that I become more aware of my body image and have more negative self-talk when I look in the mirror, or particularly whenever I'm going into a social situation, especially if I need to dress up and come out of my comfort and my norms. Take a moment to turn to page one and think about these questions, as it helps you reflect on how you're feeling about your current body image and have a look at what situations make this worse or better. Let's talk about thoughts and belief in relation to your body image. Body image issues are typically fueled by unhelpful thoughts and beliefs about your body or about bodies in general. Quite often, these thoughts and beliefs are formed by what we see around us or what we've experienced before in the past. If you're not quite aware what I mean by this, please go back to the session of Overcoming Thoughts to learn more about core beliefs. Now, the thoughts are often inaccurate and they're driven by our brain's internal belief system rather than by objective facts. We may get stuck in thought loops and we may start to be self-critical and undertake negative self-talk, which we'll speak about more later in this session. When we have these thoughts or beliefs, quite often they may tempt us to try and control our food, weight and shape.